Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
We pray that you touch and that you bring them through
Help them to endure, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on your people everywhere. I pray that you help them, oh Lord. Give them strength to overcome, strength to stand. In the name of Jesus, increase our faith and make us strong where we're weak. Help us today, Lord. We are looking to you and trusting in you, taking you at your word, knowing that your word cannot fail and your word cannot lie. We believe it today in the name of Jesus. We believe it for healing of the body. We believe it for lifting heavy burdens. We believe it today for the saving of souls, for the forgiving of sins in the name of Jesus. Touch your people everywhere, oh Lord. You know what we're going through. You know all about us today. Help us to endure and to go through our testing trials. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, you are our very present help, and we are trusting in you, taking you at your word. And we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for taking us through, Lord, another week. We thank you for keeping our souls. We thank you for keeping our minds. We thank you today, Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you continue to bless this broadcast and every listener. We pray that you will touch and that you will save to the uttermost, deliver souls, filled with the Holy Ghost. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Stretch out your mighty hand. Send on your healing virtue in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we're looking to you, trusting in you, and taking you at your word, knowing that you are able to take us through. Increase our faith and give us that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Help us not to doubt you. Help us, oh Lord, but to stand on your word and to believe you as the scripture has said. Help us tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on every soul, every person in this world. We pray that you touch us, that you will save, heal, and forgive, and blot out transgressions. Have mercy tonight, oh Lord. Somebody needs you tonight. Somebody is in trouble tonight. Oh, my God, but we know you're able to get them out of the trouble. Somebody is sick tonight, and we know that you're able to heal and deliver. You're able to forgive. Oh, my God, look on those who are dealing with the cancer. We pray that you touch and heal, that you will deliver them, oh Lord. Move the cancer. We know you can do it, and we believe you today. We take you at your word. We continue to trust you as never before, knowing that you're able to take us through everything in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that you look on every soul that is on this broadcast. We pray that you touch and bless, that you will deliver. Look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to have your way. Continue to sing your word through her. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. And this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming to me, Dell, Edmund, and good evening. And God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the watch care pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 28th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. The 28th number of Psalm, and the first verse reads, "Unto thee will I cry, O Lord my rock, be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. And thank God for doing his word, the 20th number of Psalm, the first draft of my first draft of entirety. And again, thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title One School. And if you'd like to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, if you're clergy, you're feeling a little bold, you'd like to have remarks after the word, or you have a song you'd like to sing, a testimony you'd like to tell, an encouraging word you'd like to share, feel free to give us a call. Guest call number is 978-990-5270. That access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings, at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell Edmund hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. And 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. Also on the second and third Wednesdays of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbeth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingham, Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337, and that access code is 346-9155. And I listened in on yesterday, and then just Hameen began to preach, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, a truly soul-stirring message. Thank God for that ministry. Also, Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening services via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Mayor Shane Manuel Hogue teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. We want to keep Andre Weber in our prayer. That's Sister Gloria Jackson's brother. We want to pray for Alfonso Moore, Erica Hameen, the bereaved Edmund family, the bereaved Ingram family, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Elderberry Johnson, LaVon Wilkins Jr., Missionary Lisa Johnson, John Henry, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's son, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, and my prayer list is frozen right now, but all the souls who are currently in there, praise the Lord. Jeff and Jen Granite, Stevie J. Hansen, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Ola May and Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the bereaved Spriggs family, the bereaved Allen family, Stephen and Terrell Allen, the bereaved Clark family, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmonds Sr., But again, it's Marshall, Robin, Dave, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, all the souls who are on our prayer list. I did hear some names yesterday when I was on the power prayer line, but I didn't get them. I think it was the Harrises, the Breeze Harris family, I believe, but I can check with one of the missionaries and get those names if it's the Lord's will. But just keep all those souls in prayer, and souls, I mean, the names I mean I have called, but those that we know need prayer, keep them in prayer. And also, we want to say happy birthday to Deacon Connell Huff. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope that he enjoyed and is enjoying his special day. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the broadcast. Thank God for the prayer and for the announcement.
Amen.
And let us keep in mind to pray for those souls, because we know that God can deliver them. And we thank God for that beautiful passage of scripture that was read from the 28th number of Psalm. And David was entreating the Lord that he would hear the voice of his supplication, because he didn't want to be thrown away. He didn't want to be cast aside. He wanted to be delivered from the situation that he was going through. And he asked the Lord to draw him not away with the wicked. He didn't want to be drawn away with the wicked, but he wanted to be drawn closer to the Lord. So he made his supplication known unto the Lord. And that's what we have to do, make our supplication known unto the Lord. Just go to the Lord and take our situation to the Lord in prayer and believe him, and believe that he's going to answer and deliver us, or make a way, or heal, whatever the situation is. God can do it. So let us take God at his word and trust him as never before. And we thank the Lord for the broadcast thus far. And now we're going to introduce the speaker of the hour in the person of Dr. Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. God bless you, Dr. Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for that opening prayer. I thank the Lord for the opening scripture and everything that's been said and done, the words of encouragement. And we're just so thankful that you tuned in tonight. And on tonight, we're going to think a little different. We have a message that's already been preached on the broadcast, and that message is from February 3rd of this year, and that was just before the anniversary of the Gospel Truth prayer mission. And I'm going to put on that message, and that message was concerning asking the Lord to enlarge our territory. And sometimes we have to go on back and hear the Word of God again and be reminded. You know, the Word of God is important, and it's important that we hear it more often than not. And so it's just good to be put in remembrance of the Word of God. And the more we hear it, the more we can store that Word in our heart. So from this part on, throughout the remainder of the broadcast, you'll be listening to the message that was preached, the prayer, the remarks that were given. And we also had Mother Diggs on there, Mother Evangelist Diggs. She came on. So this is what you'll hear for the remainder of the broadcast. So please stay tuned, and God bless you.
And I thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight. This is Friday night, joy night. And I have joy down in my soul. And I just want to take a little time and give God the glory and give him the praise that is due to his name. Amen. Because he is worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us prepare our hearts to hear from the Lord. And as we prepare to go to the scriptures, let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we give thanks to your holy name. We ask you, Lord, to look upon us right now, oh God, because you know what we need of. And we're asking you to send your word tonight, and all are in need of. And we believe you right now, and we take you at your word, and we count it as done. Hallelujah, and we thank you. We ask these blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us turn our attention to the word of God. Let's go to the book of Psalms, the 147th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 11, and also 1 Chronicles, the 9th chapter, verse 10. Praise the Lord. I do have a few other scriptures. That's 1 Chronicles 4th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Pardon me. Amen. And I'm going to read from the King James Version Bible, starting with Psalm 147, amen, verse 1. And just to let you know, tonight's topic is the greatness of God. That's the title of the message, the greatness of God, and the theme is Lord, enlarge my territory. Psalm 147, verse 1 reads, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem, he gathereth together the outcast of Israel, he healeth the broken in heart, and findeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the heart unto our God, who covereth the heavens with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountain. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. First Chronicles 4, verses 9 and 10, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the reading on these verses of scripture and talking about the greatness of God. Amen. God is great and greatly to be praised. And the word of God lets us know here that praise is comely. Something that's comely in this sense is suitable or appropriate. It's in order, glory to God, because God is so great and so powerful. We should sing praises unto our God. And why? Because it is pleasant, amen, and also it is comely. It's right for us to give God praise to his name. He buildeth up Jerusalem. The Lord builds us up. Others would seek to tear us down, but God builds us up. And also the Bible lets us know he gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He doesn't necessarily go into the palaces in the king's house, but he gathers up the outcasts, those who are rejected or cast out, those who gathering up in all the power of God. Hallelujah. He healeth the broken in heart, bindeth up their wounds. Amen. God is so great. Praise the Lord. His understanding is infinite. Something that's infinite is limitless or endless in space, extent, or size. Impossible to measure or calculate. Hallelujah. His understanding is infinite. And so when we trust the Lord, when we look to him, he will lift us up. God will take us places that we never thought we could ever go. Hallelujah. God lifts up the meek when we humble ourselves before him. He will lift us up. And the wicked who raise up themselves in pride, those are the ones that God will cast down to the ground. Oh, glory to God. So we should come together and sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, as the scripture encourages us to do, sing praise upon the heart unto our God. Amen. God is the strength of our lives. And his delight and his pleasure is in them that fear him. It's important that we fear the Lord. Amen. And that the hope, mercy, our hope in his mercy. And going over to First Chronicles, where Jabez had a reproachable name. His mother named him this because she bare him in father. Therefore, he had a reproach attached to his name as on the level of an outcast or one that rejected. But he was more honorable than his brothers in that he called upon God, the God of Israel, and he prayed a sincere prayer, asking God to bless him. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't stretch out on God as we should. We don't go after God and ask the Lord to enlarge our territory because we don't necessarily want to take on all that great responsibility. Praise the Lord. But growth in God is a good thing. Being stagnant and wasting away is not good. Hallelujah. And so this young man began to cry, and he had a special request. And God heard his cry. He wanted God to keep him from evil, that it may not grieve him. And therefore, God granted him that request. And all we have to do is have faith and believe in God and take him at his word. And as Jesus encouraged us in St. Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. So there is some work involved in going after God, because the Bible lets us know that faith without work is dead. Hallelujah. Faith without work is dead. And I heard somebody say, work without faith is dead. Glory be to God. Jesus expressed to his disciples in the 9th chapter of St. John in the 4th verse, after he had healed a blind man, who was, he said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. So Jesus came down to this earth in the form of earthly man, hallelujah, and he worked. to God, the work that he did, that those works ordained by God. And in asking God to enlarge our coast or our territory, there's work in God. And Jesus, further on in St. John, the 14th chapter, he said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. But verse 12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And this is how great God is. God wants born again believers, the true worshipers of the Lord, to do these works, greater works than these, and to denote, because I go unto my Father. In other words, not so much in the quality, but the quantity. Because his time was limited on the earth, and he had to go to his Father. Hallelujah. Therefore, he left the work for us to do, the greater work. God expands our territory if we're willing to do these works, the work that Jesus did. He healed the sick, for he raised the dead. He wrought many miracles. That was a very large portion of his ministry while he was on the earth. And so if we're not doing these works, we need to pray and ask the Lord to expand our territory, to increase or enlarge our territory so that we can go far and wide, spreading the gospel. He gave this command to his disciples, saying, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Praise the Lord. And I know also that we can go out there and compel them to come, but there will be those who won't come to the house of God. So we have to go out to them, amen, and spread the gospel of truth. Amen. Praise God. We need to pray to God and ask the Lord to help us. He wanted the best, wanted God's hand to be with him. He wanted God to keep him from evil. Amen. And therefore, we can ask the Lord to be with us as he promised to do so. The greatness of God is such that we cannot even comprehend. His understanding is infinite. It's incomprehensible. It's beyond our comprehension. Praise God, but God is truly great, and he is greatly to be praised. And I thank God for his word. And when we reflect, we really take the time and we reflect on the greatness of God and all that he's done for us, it should motivate us to want to do more for him, to want to go wherever he sends us. Hallelujah. Not to be ashamed or to draw back, but when time to go, be willing and ready to go. Hallelujah. And all the while giving God the praise, because it is a pleasure and it is humbling for us. See how God is building us up. He's building up his people. Let us reach forth. Let us Let us stretch out the more on God. Hallelujah. So I thank God for the word of God and for these scriptures. Amen. And I just want to encourage Brother Muhammad to take the word of God in. And I know your time is running out on the call, but thank the Lord that you had a chance to call in. Amen. And we're going
to
go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. amen. We're praying for you, and may God bless you. Hallelujah. And maybe there's somebody right now who desires to do a work for God. You know God has been calling you. It's time to surrender and do what God has called you to do. Amen. Maybe you know what the work is, but you're not sure how to get started. God will lead, guide, and direct you. He will show you what to do. Hallelujah. He will be there for you. Amen. Right by your side. He will not leave you, neither will he forsake you. Maybe someone is desiring to accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. Maybe you have a sickness in your body and you're desiring to be healed of that sickness. God can heal you tonight. God can save you tonight. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you're going through, God has the power to deliver you. God has the power to stop the enemy. Amen. And rebuke him from messing with you. Rebuke him from touching things in your life and even your body. Oh, glory be to God. God can reverse it. Amen. And make you whole. God can do everything. Just think on the greatness of the Lord and have a willingness to accept the will of God and do what the Lord is giving you to do. For God's people, anyone who has a ministry, God wants to enlarge or expand your ministry. And now it's time to do what God is giving you to do without holding back, but doing it wholeheartedly. And now let's go to God and let us believe God together, touching and agreeing on the same thing. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you right now, asking you to look down on us with compassion. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Forgive sins, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call on you tonight to look on your people one by one and name by name. Strengthen and encourage your people. Oh God, increase our faith and help us, Lord, to do the work that you've assigned unto us, Lord. We ask, God, that you open doors and make ways for us, Lord. We are asking you to take us by the hand, lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. Show us the way you will have us to go. Lord, order ourselves in your word and in your will, Lord God. Keep us from evil, oh my God. And let your guiding light lead us into all truth in a plane in the name of Jesus. We are praying right now, God, for those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, all of those who have requested prayer, even a special petition tonight, those that have spoken and unspoken. We ask, God, that you will honor those requests and that you will grant it unto them. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, Lord, for those who are bereaved of their loved one or someone close to them. Oh, my God, give comfort and give consolation. Lord, please be close to them in this moment and help them to go through this difficult time. We know, God, that you can bear them up. Oh, Lord, only you can bear them up. Only you, Lord, can heal the broken heart and bind up the wounds. Oh, blessed Savior, we ask right now that you will intervene, oh God, and work wonders. Work out the problem, Lord, fix it in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, remember those, oh God, who are feeble and weak, Lord God. Give them strength tonight. Strengthen them, oh God, where they're weak. Fill them up where they're torn down. In the in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we are depending on you. You're the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, Lord, help us to endure. Help us to hold on. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We ask, God, that you remember our leaders. Look on them in a special way, Lord. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your word, concerning your will. And also, Lord, lead your people. Oh, Lord God, please take charge, oh God, and be our guide in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. And for those things that we didn't mention, we ask, God, that you will consider them and that you will grant them unto us. We believe we have the petitions that we've asked in this prayer. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We thank you for your blood, Lord. Thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you, oh God, for working it out for us. Thank you for our miracles. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for our healing, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everything you've done, for what you're doing right now, oh God, and for what you're about to do. We thank you for this prayer. And now, Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, praise your name, Lord. Thank you for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. And at this time, give this broadcast back into the hands of the host, the doctor, Anita Hammond. God bless.
Thank you.
And praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God comes through Evangelist Hammond. And she began to talk about the greatness of God. And the Lord enlarged my territory. The psalm that she read details the greatness of God. He is great and of great power. And he's greater than the things that are placed upon us, even our names. And she began to talk about his dad, how he began to bless her, to pray that God would bless him indeed, that he would keep him from evil, that he was found to be more honorable than his brethren. And God heard his prayer. And, you know, the enemy will try to put things on it. You'll never be anything, you'll never be it, whatever. But God is great. And he enlarged this young man's territory because he asked it of him. I thank God for the word of God. I was really encouraged by a very encouraging, uplifting, inspiring message. I want to get it in from the people. Put your word of God for the ministers on the line. And you're crossing over. You can come on over and have remarks, but then maybe I want to get again to go an opportunity to give remarks. First, God bless you, ladies and gentlemen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful message coming through Dr. Sheila Hameen. I tell you, talking about the greatness of God. You know, I thought about how the Lord delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt and how God opened up the Red Sea, how God caused the firstborn to be deceased. He caused them to die, the firstborn, and how God made a way. He could send bread from heaven. God did all these wonderful, great things for his people. And if we take God at his word and believe him, as the scripture has said, God will still do the same great things for us, for his people. So let us take the word of God and let us continue to look to the Lord. And I'm saying to Evangelist Hameen, continue to preach the word of God. That was a beautiful message. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming to Evangelist Maybell. And no other clergy are on the line at this time. We're going to turn the broadcast back over to the hand of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Beautiful remarks coming through both Sanders, Khadija, and Evangelist May. I enjoyed the words of encouragement. Praise the Lord. I just thank God once again for this broadcast.
I just want to thank God for all of you who continue to support us and pray for us. We do appreciate it very much, and we thank the Lord for you. Praise God, we encourage you to continue to seek the Lord, continue to be encouraged, amen, and whatever you're doing, if you are going through right now, God knows about it. God can see you. And somebody sang a song saying God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. And God has the power to do that. If you're hurting financially, if you're hurting physically, whichever way, God has the power to heal. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God once again for this broadcast and for all of you. And we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. Amen. And also be reminded on tomorrow we'll be at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. Amen. Having a great time in the Lord for the anniversary. Amen. Evangelist May, is this anniversary the first?
Yes, it's going to be the first.
Okay, because, yes, it's going to be the first one. Okay, so this will be the first anniversary, and I'm looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. If you are in that vicinity, stop on by and be blessed. Amen. 18
Amen.
Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. Praise God.
God bless you. I just wanted to thank God for the word. Very encouraging message. Amen. God will enlarge your territory. Because he said it would not withhold any good thing from you. Thank God for the word. Very encouraging. Amen. Let us know. Whatever the situation, God can work it out. God will work it out. Amen. And that's the kind of God that we serve. And just, I mean, encourage you to keep preaching the word of God. Keep working for the Lord. Amen. Very, very encouraging message. And this podcast has been a blessing. Amen. To me and others. Because the word of God has got to come forth. Keep working for the Lord. God bless you. And to you, Evangelist May. God bless you in your ministry and in your work. We're praying for you that God will continue to bless you. Amen. And he will enlarge your territory as well. And we will be encouraged and keep looking up. So God knows all things. God bless you. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Evangelist Diggs from New Hope Temple Church of God down there in Hamlet, North Carolina, where Pastor Robert Huff is the pastor. And we thank God for these beautiful, encouraging words. We thank God for you, for your prayers. You be encouraged. And also know that the Lord will and has already enlarged your territory. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm about to pray. Thank you,
Heavenly. Thank you, Jesus.
Something great here. He's building up
God.
Yes, he is. Building up his people. And
yes, he is.
God is working and doing things that we're not even aware of. So God, hallelujah. I'm just going to go ahead on and praise him and rejoice.
Yes.
Because he's doing something. Amen.
Yes,
he is working on our behalf. Hallelujah. I'm excited about it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm just stirred up now. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to try to come on in. But I just thank the Lord. I'm going to try. Well, tomorrow, hallelujah. Amen. Let me bring it on up to New Jersey tomorrow. Glory to God. Amen. Just thank God for all things. I feel encouraged, you know, knowing that the people of God are praying for us and they're supporting us. And
amen.
It's a great blessing. We thank the Lord. Any other remarks before we close out? Yes, God bless you. I just want to say that word was a witness on tonight. I was speaking with someone, matter of fact, with Dr. Almasi, and she was explaining to me everything that I could do and to enlarge my territory. Praise the Lord, the Lord. I didn't know you were going to bring this message, but she surely explained everything to me that I needed to know in order to grow and that my territory may be enlarged. I'm just praying whatever way the Lord leads, that's the way I'm intending on going. So I'm asking for your prayers because I don't want to do anything on my own. I want the Lord to lead me. But she did explain to me how to go about it and what to do. So I believe it's the Lord. But anyway, I'm still not moving until he speaks to me. And I'm asking for your prayers. And God bless you, Sandy Six. I enjoyed your remarks also.
Amen. God bless you. Pray for me.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. God knows all things. So let us answer and take the word of God in. And we do look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And until then, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you, and know this, that God is great and greatly to be praised. God bless you, and good night.
God bless you.
God bless you.